huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Facts tell, but stories sell. Let me say that again. Facts tell, but stories sell. So this is a big claim, but prove me wrong, and I give you 500 quid. Because you can't. I believe the single best way to sell,
better than closing or objection overcoming or consultative selling,
is through case studies, client testimonials, happy customers. Now, what most people do, though, is wait until they get an inbound happy customer. And nice. They might have 100 customers and get an inbound message from a happy customer and they go on about their day. But you want to drive getting really good case studies from your existing clients. And so what I'm going to share with you now are some specific tactics to pull in way more case studies and the ideal type of case study. So let's do the ideal type of case study first. So the ideal type of case study, fundamental number one, and I hope you're taking notes here, by the way, is they must have results. If someone says, oh, I really like Rob's ginger beard, and I really like the ginger beer that he gave with me on the 3-day course that cost me $3,000, and it was a really nice experience, that case study actually can discredit, not credit you. You need results. I joined Rob's Brand and Marketing Mastermind and within 1 year I made $75,000 in extra sales. That is a result. So your case studies must be results based. That's number one fundamental. Number two is ideally you want the greatest journey between where they were and where they are. And you know, you've heard people probably overcook this a bit. Oh, I was homeless 3 weeks ago, going down KFC, licking people's fingers for food, picking up fag butts off the floor. Now I'm a billionaire. So it has to be believable. But the lower the low and the better the result and the higher the high, the better your case study. So we have to have transformation. Number one, result. Number two, transformation. Number three is, it has to be because of your product or service. So thanks to Rob's Brand and Marketing Mastermind, which I joined and paid just a few thousand dollars for. And I was skeptical at first. I didn't really know him. He seemed quite ranty on social media. I didn't know if I could trust him. But, you know, I thought, well, he's all over social media. So if he cons me, I can go for him. So I invested in the program. It took me a couple of months to warm up. But I started making, you know, five and then 10, $1,000 and $2,000 sales. And now I've done $300,000 in sales in a year, thanks to Rob's masterminding and support. I thoroughly recommend, if anyone's on the fence or wants to make more money, go and join his Brand and Marketing Mastermind. So that would, I just obviously did an ad lib script there, but that would be the kind of case study that you would want. The fourth thing is each case study should overcome one objection. So what you want to ask them, and I'll come back to that in a moment, because you're actually going to ask them for case studies. Some people think, oh, well, I can't ask. It's a bit like, oh, I'd love to date, but I'm not going to ask. I'm just going to wait till someone comes and slips it in. No, 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 you have to actually go and ask. So if you don't, sorry if a bit too much information there. But if you don't go and ask for your case studies, you won't get them because people are too busy running their own lives. They're not waking up in the middle of the night going, oh, fuck, I've got to give Ruth a case study. Fuck, they're not. So you actually have to go and ask for them. And I'll talk about that in a moment. But number four, each case study should overcome one objection. And so I said, oh, I saw this guy Rob on social media. He was out there a bit ranty. I wasn't sure at first. That's the objection about not being sure about me that I wove in there. Now, what you do is you just ask your client, what would have stopped you joining my program? Or what were you on the fence about? Okay, so that's number four. Then number five is you need different types of people to be your case studies, because people are attracted to people like you. So if you're a, say, a 35-year-old woman and you are very quintessentially British, then you're going to attract those kind of clients because people like you. But what about 25-year-olds and 60-year-olds of different nations and cultures? So you want to try where possible to get a case study from different cultures and ages and backgrounds. Because more or as equally as your results, people will relate to people like them. Cool. So they're the five things that you want to cover off in getting really good case studies. Then you want them in multimedia. So if someone sends you a WhatsApp message, screenshot it because it looks personal. For some people, it would be a written one. For some people, it would be a video recording. And it needs to look real. So, you know, when you see these case studies, no photo, bit of text, and it says, Dave, Lincolnshire, doesn't look very believable or real. But if you have a photo of them and their full name and even a social media link. All right. Now, if you get a testimonial or a case study from them in video form and it comes back and it is not as I said, here's what you do. You go back to them and you say, Ruth, thanks so much for sending me a case study. I'm really grateful. Would you mind doing one more recording and just add in what would have stopped you at the start and more specific results that you've got? Would that be okay? And ask them to do it again. Now, of course, it's theirs. They're doing it. So you're not making it up. It's true. But you're asking them guiding questions because everyone's got a concern of why they start. Everyone's got a thing that was making them skeptical. All right. So how do you request them? Number one is, as soon as you've delivered the product, request a testimonial. Ask for one. Number two, at their height of greatest pleasure, ask them for a case study. And number three, when they get results and you find out and you know that they get results, ask them for a case study. So those three points. Obviously, for some of you, they can get results straight away. So Ruth, you've got your transformational content on creating courses. Someone could do that and go, wow, I've been running courses for 3 years and I can't believe I've not understood how to deliver a course to get the maximum retention and immersion. And I'm already seeing my feedback scores of my clients going up from this course. So for someone like you, you could get immediate transformation. For other people who are teaching people how to buy real estate, you might have to wait 6 months or 12 months to get the result. Because someone will finish your course and go, that was a great course, but they can't say they bought five properties. So for those of you that have got a bit of a delay in your result and your transformation, you put it in the diary and you ask them in 3 months, 6 months, 12 months. So they're the three instances at which you request a testimonial. And you just keep asking them every few months until you get it. And you get it in multimedia and you coach them and you cover those five elements that I suggested. And then what you will have is an army of salespeople who are better than you. Now, I don't care if you're Wolf of Wall Street in his heyday or Joe Girard, if you've ever read How to Sell Anything to Anybody, who has the world record for selling the most cars. I don't care how good you are at selling. Grant Cardone, 10X. I sell 10X, mother. I don't care. No matter how good you are at selling, your case study client testimonials will always be better at selling you than you. Here's why. If I sell you, for example, my brand and marketing mastermind, you cannot help but think, yeah, but you would say that, Rob, because you want my money. You would say that, Rob, because you're trying to sell me. Whereas if someone else is recommending you, there is no ulterior motive. So facts tell and stories sell. Go out and get more case studies. Publish them on all your media. Put them in your content plan. Like, some people always, well, people always say to me, oh, Rob, I'm struggling for content. I'm going to run out of content. I haven't got any content. Well, you could do a case study every week, a Winners Wednesday, a Success Saturday. And you could do two pieces of content a week, which are actually client results. So you're beefing up your content. You can weave it into your launches. You can put it on your websites. You can put it across all your social media. You can put it on your podcast. You can, if you do a podcast and you interview people, you can interview your clients to get results. Now, when I interview, I use a nice simple formula. It's then, now, how, action. Let me say that one more time. Then, now, how, action. So then is, tell me where you were at before you joined my Brand and Marketing Mastermind. Maybe share a couple of struggles you were having in starting your business. And what I'm looking is to get them to their lowest point. You know, the fag butts licking people's fingers at KFC low. I'm looking for the low. And then I'll say, and give us your results right now. And now I'm looking for where they're at now. And I'm looking for that big chasm contrast between where they were and where they are now to create the result. And then I'll say, and how specifically did you make 100 grand in revenue in the last 6 months? What was it specifically about the Brand and Marketing Mastermind that helped you make that money? And I'm looking for them to say how they did it. But the how needs to be what you taught them. If they said, well, I just worked 15 hours a day and I didn't sleep and I knew it all in me, but I just wasn't doing it and I did it. They're not giving you the credit. They have to give you or your course or your system the credit. And then action is, I just like to say, what would you say to someone that wants to do it, but is sitting on the fence or is scared? What would you say to them? And that's that final push. And that's how you get a really good case study. So by the way, if you'd like a case study on how to get good case studies like I've just shared there, and you'd also like to gain access to what I call my content bridge offer model. So the content bridge offer model is where you share content and then you bridge into an offer. So on social media, on podcasts, on YouTubes, on lives, you can add value regularly, but you can make elegant sales on every single live or piece of content that you do. Then I recommend that you join my rob.team platform. So on my rob.team platform, it's just a few pounds or dollars a month. In fact, the exact amount is the same minus 4 pence of my medium skinny cappuccino extra shot. I have 62 of them a month and I'm only asking you for one. But I have got a whole library of case study request templates, which I've just shared with you. I've got my content bridge offer models and I've got 20 examples of my best content bridge offers that I've ever used. We've got here non-slip serviceman. He's just joined. So thank you for joining my rob.team platform. I also do an Ask Me Anything Live every 2 weeks where you get to ask questions on starting and scaling your business and making more money. I'm actually doing a rob.team only live event in about 6 weeks time called Mindset and Money. I've got one keynote speaker who's worth 700 million speaking, and I've got one keynote speaker who's worth 100 million speaking. I also do a deep dive masterclass about every 2 to 4 weeks. So I've got my 6-stage, 7-figure launch course. I charge 550 people quite a few hundred pounds to join that course. Everything I've just said you get for free. Well, actually, I suppose technically it's £3.49. So it's the cost of a cup of coffee. Save one coffee, invest it into rob.team and go and join now. And then you will be able to gain access to all this information. Look, I think when you pay attention. So I don't know if you listen to my podcasts or watch my Instagrams and you've done them for weeks on end. Are you actually taking action? Because to know and not to do is not to know. So to help you take action, to be accountable. By the way, we've just finished a 5-day make cash challenge where hundreds of my supporter and rob.team members have joined a challenge to put more cash in the bank. You can get all 18 videos of that. So I'm going to put the link now in the comments on Instagram. And if you're listening on my podcast, just go to rob.team, rob.team. You'll see there on the page that you can either join through Facebook, if you use Facebook, and that's halfway down the page on the left, Or if you don't use Facebook, you can join on my own platform, my rob.team platform. It's been going about 4 years, this program. I was one of the first 50 people in the world to get the supporter feature. And like I said, the rob.team platform, which I'm talking to you about, is exactly the same. It's just not hosted on Facebook. And so we have dozens of masterclasses. I did a content repurposing and omnipresence masterclass, a one-day course. Got that completely free in the rob.team program, even though I charged non-buying customers to join that. Previously non-buying customers, i.e. People who hadn't spent with me before. I also did a Clubhouse cashflow masterclass where I did a one-day course on monetizing Clubhouse. I'm one of the top 100 followed people on Clubhouse. I've done a six-month business coaching program and a six-month personal coaching program, and all the modules and all the courses, they're all in the rob.team platform to you, and you can go and consume right now. There's a lot there, and just joining for £3.49, which is $5, which is one coffee, and I do 62 of them a month, and you can go and get all of that backlog as well as the ongoing content, including the special Mindset and Money live event. We haven't done a live event for 2.5 years because of lockdown and all of that. So I think you're going to get a lot of benefit out of it for just a cup of coffee. So if you go to rob.team, rob.team right now, you can join and come and get all the benefits of being a premium member. Some people say to me, Rob, why are you only charging £3.49 for that? People have said it's worth hundreds of pounds a month. Because I went for the lowest price because I want the biggest scale. I want 50,000 members. I want this to make a global impact. I don't, you know, look, £10 a month, 10,000 members, that's actually still not a lot of money to me. I've got one property that's worth $25 million. So really, it's just about getting you to pay attention because you've paid a small amount. Do you know people are 11 times more likely to act if they've made an investment, even if it's just a few pounds? So you need to ask your clients to make a small investment, and then they're 11 times more likely to buy from you. If people have bought a book of yours, or just if you have your own subscription platform, they're 11 times more likely to make another purchasing decision. So, you know, that's one of the reasons I set up my program, because people will become customers. But also because, you know, I want to be a disruptor on Facebook. I was one of the first 50 in the world to get the supporter platform. So join on rob.team. I'll just put the link in the Instagram. And if you're listening on the podcast, go to rob.team. Go and get all those benefits for one cup of coffee per month. And I have 62 in a month. I have problems. Maybe that's why I do so much content. I have done thousands of pieces of content, and I can help you get up your content game, create subscription revenue, multiple streams of recurring revenue, of digital revenue, of online revenue. If you like the sound of all of that, building your personal brand, building your followers, going viral. I've had, 8 million views on my TikTok in 2.5 weeks. We're about to go over 100,000 on YouTube. We've got about 4 pieces of content going viral right now, like hundreds of thousands. So I can teach you a lot of stuff. Say it with humility, but I know I can. So go to rob.team, not Tim. Some people say, is that rob.team? No, there's no one called Tim. It's rob.team. Go now. I'll see you on the other side. Do it, or I will find you.